Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Back last month, after clinching at least a share of Conference Indiana, beating Columbus North at home, J.R. Holmes South Panthers faced with a Saturday night road game down in Newburgh against 8th-rated Castle. The Knights snapped South's 10-game winning streak back then. South hasn't lost since. 6 in a row headed into Saturday's rematch. Down in Seymour against the Knights, and well, we'll see how the cards fall as they battle Iowa-bound Jack Nungy. The big 6'11", 225-pounder, who's averaging 22 a game, had 21 that night against South. But in addition to what JR has seen all season with its defense, its sharing the ball, it's been a team that very, very seldom has not taken practice in good practices on into game. And now sights set on taking that first step Saturday at noon towards the school's 9th regional, all of them won by the Hall of Fame head man.
I've sort of changed my philosophy. When I was younger, everything was a tournament. You know, and now still, to most people, everything is a tournament. That's what you get remembered by. Because this team here has accomplished a lot. It's been a fun team to come to practice with. It's been a fun team to work with. A lot of them are just basketball players, you know. Chance is just a basketball player. And Frank Leal is just a basketball player. Hall's a basketball player. Noah Jaeger is a basketball player. Some of these guys, that's all they do, and they really bought into it. And then now you got Keane playing a little football at his first time, and Franklin a little baseball, and Chris Mamba plays a little bit of football also. So we threw in a couple multi-sport people into four or five guys that just really like basketball. So I've been pleased with it. We've played hard, and like you said earlier, defensively we've kept us in games that gives us a chance to win when we don't play real well offensively.
Well, it certainly has been the difference, no question, and it will Saturday against Brian Gibson's 22-3 Knights, now up to 5th in the state. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Setting this time tomorrow night at 6:30 as Coach Tom's Hoosiers look to get even with Iowa and all Big Ten first-teamer Peter Jock, who hit them for 35 last month, 22 of them missing only one from the free-throw line in that 6-point overtime win on the 21st of February. I'm trying to forget that, trying to forget 31 made free throws, and obviously forget the outcome. It's a new season, but what you have to respect, A, the Hawks are playing well, and B, well, the bench outscored Indiana's 36-21 that night. And you don't think that Coach Tom has forgotten that, do you?
No, I mean, they're scoring almost 30 points a game in the last five games off their bench. So, Bear is outstanding. You know, we view him as a starter. You know, whether he's a six-man starter, he's certainly one of the most versatile guys in this league. Jordan Bohannon is playing outstanding. Tyler Cook is playing outstanding. Tyler reminds me of what he's doing. He reminds me, he looks like OG Anunoby in the sense of the strength of the body. You know, the looks young, but it's got that just that very strong body. And he's really learning how to use it. They've got shooters. They've got the guy that they can really count on to carry them through things, and Peter Jock. And he's got a lot of other guys, especially the young guys.
Well, Coach was mentioning Bear, the Big Ten Sixth Man of the Year Award winner, 10-7 in Game 1. Christian Williams is getting better. He had 10 against the Hoosiers. And we mentioned Jordan Bohannon yesterday, this week's Big Ten Freshman of the Week. He's on the league's all-conference freshman team, 6 assists, 4 steals, and 9 points. Tomorrow night, here on the airwaves, 6:15 pregame. Tonight, Rutgers and Ohio State in an opening round game, and the action the rest of the week all the way through Sunday's title game from D.C. and the Verizon Center. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.